This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
This is episode 102. The Pride Friday on the Morning Gratitude. Follow us, like us, download this episode now. Get ready, strap yourself in, because we got a parody song, COVID-19, just for you, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast, live.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is COVID number 19.
Three, four, five, everybody stay at home so we stay alive. It's a pandemic, new and novel. You might say you want to be in public, but right now it's unlawful. Can't work like I did last week. Bars are closed, so I watch TV. I like The Good Place, Ozark, Goop Lab, and Schitt's Creek. But as I continue, my future's looking real bleak. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, binging is just such a snore. While I'm inside, what else? Should I learn trumpet? Forget it, I'll dump it. A little bit of Instagram in my life. A little bit of journaling makes me cry. A little bit of FaceTime's all I need. Wait, are you there? You froze on my screen. A little bit of longing for the sun. A little bit of eating just for fun. A lot of bit of hand soap so we're clean. Every day's the same as quarantine. Jump up and down and move it all around. Do some push-ups on the ground. Eat that piece of food you found. Now stand yourself up and sit yourself down. Turn the TV on and watch The Crown. Pat yourself once and pat yourself twice. Cause you did a sweat and wow, it felt nice. A little more of Instagram in my life. A little more journaling. I always cry. Forget about FaceTime. I still can't see. Now's a good time to make some tea. A little bit of napping cause I can. A little bit of trying for a tan. A lot of bit of hand soap so we're clean. And every day's the same, that's quarantine. The trumpet. The trumpet. Groceries, but I'm petrified. So grab our masks, let's get supplies. Holy shit, we're going outside. The trumpet.
The Modern Spiritual Podcast, FYI, for your information. Be sure to tune in on Saturday afternoon at 12 noon Mountain Arizona time for a smoking podcast with Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, along with a Master Spiritual Recovery Coach Claudine. A smoking podcast is brought to you by ElevatedByClaudine.com and TheModernSpiritualPodcast.com.
That's tomorrow at 12 noon Mountain Time, Arizona Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, with Spiritual Psychedelics. ad which we'll be featuring is a product called Holy Basil, which is a sacred plant. And you're going to learn the importance of the health benefits from that, which is going to be a pre-sale for that product. So you want to tune in tomorrow and don't want to miss it. Or if you can't get to it, download it. It's very important. Now, with this being said, we have another one from the Valley. It's an independent artist, and she does it for 10 years on the African drums. And I haven't mastered this down. It's actually when she plays it live out in the park and from her home. And this drumming is off the African drum. It's custom made for us. And here's a sound to it. Sounds pretty good. But if it was mastered down, it would be sounding a lot better. And we'll have her on next week for a live interview and to talk about her musical talents as well as about how she recorded this and more stuff about her background of doing this for 10 years. So this is a real raw cut for it. But we'll talk about more about this in the upcoming episodes. As well as in this half hour, we're going to have a sound healing meditation. You're going to learn about the money system from Robert Kiyosaki. That's out of Scottsdale, Arizona as well. And that interview is going to be really awesome because what's going to happen is somebody interviewed him from Romania and was trying to put his intelligence in about he knew all kinds of things about money. And Robert Kiyosaki lays right into him and was ready to walk out of the interview. So the guy piped down and they finished out the interview, but he was, you know, got a lot of power behind it because he's trying to teach the truth about the money system because a majority of people have really never learned about the money system of truth. He'll tell you more about that as well. And then many people ask, well, with this COVID-19 virus, what's really behind it? You know, with all the protesting globally and everybody acting out of control. Well, this next message, okay, that we're about to hear is going to explain in depth about the new structure of what's happening behind this. Mainstream media won't tell you this because it's really deep and you have to listen to it very closely, okay? And this will explain a lot of things that you might have heard in the past 30 years or so about what we always they call us radicals about the change that's coming. Well, the change is underway, and here is the proof of it behind it. And let me turn this down and go right into this right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
Is when the whole procedure finishes. You won't need cash anymore. You won't even need your smartphone anymore. You will be paying with your face. The next 5 years are going to see complete restructuring of this entire social system. And it's going to be worldwide. There's no countries that are going to escape from this. It's the entire world is going to go through this change, folks. Well, they're really pushing the second wave. They're bringing in mandatory face masks in Victoria now. They're saying the second wave is going to be tougher to deal with, of course, in the first wave. But this is just the beginning, folks. It's not going to go away. I said that months ago. This is not going to go away. They're going to release the lockdown a little bit, and then they're going to ramp it up even more. People think that, you know, this is just a temporary thing. No, it's not. They'll find ways of extending it, but they've got to do it in ways that the people are going to go along with. So they've got to do it gradually like this, and they've got to do it under the guise of this. It's the only way they can really get away with it. It's the only way they can get people to buy into it. It's all very well for us to be pushing back, but if we don't wake up the people around us, they're going to drag us into it, whether we want to go into it or not. And there's also a new action called Protect Our Neighbours, folks. You know, they're wonderful, aren't they? They want you to spy on your neighbors, basically, folks. Like I said, all the sleeping masses are the ones who are going to drag us into this if we're not careful. So there's now a new program whereby you can protect your neighbors by keeping an eye on them and making sure there's social distancing. Basically spying on them and dobbing them in if they're doing the wrong thing under the guise of protecting them. They're doing what they can to continue to push this whole concept of the second wave. Of course, the more people they test, then the more people are going to test positive because they're just testing for RNA viruses and genetic material. And, you know, the people that are testing, the people that they're labeling as dying from, and not even deaths, and there's a lot of people speaking out about this now as well. And this is happening everywhere. It isn't just in the UK. It's happening in the United States. It's happening in Australia. All deaths are basically being labeled as deaths now, whether they are or not. All you have to do is test positive for this genetic material in your body, and they'll save it. And it doesn't matter if you get hit by a truck. They'll still put you down as a death simply because you tested positive for this genetic material at some stage, and they don't even know if the genetic material you tested positive for is actually because there's never been a Koch's postulate done. They've never isolated or actually identified this virus as actually existing. So the whole thing's just a big scam, folks. But, you know, that's why they're getting their second wave, because they're pushing this testing. They're making the testing mandatory. And anybody they test is pretty well going to come up positive. I mean, if a pawpaw can come up positive, if engine oil can come up positive, if you can send tests in that haven't even had anybody's, sample put on them and they still come back positive, then pretty well anybody and anything is going to test positive, folks. Most people who have had a flu vaccine will test positive. So that's how they're getting their second wave. It's just media driven. There is no second wave because there wasn't a first wave. There is no, folks. It's a complete scam. It's all about crashing the world economic system. And it's going to get crazier and crazier yet. What they want to do, you know, the COVID pass. I mentioned to you a few reports ago, the COVID pass they want to bring in, the mandatory pass that everybody needs to have to show they're infection-free, all the stuff they want to do. They're trialing it in Africa now. They're calling it a trust pass. Isn't that nice? A trust pass to make sure you're vaccinated. A vaccination record payment system is what they're talking about. This is the payment system. They want you to be scanned, retinal scanned, facial scanned, biometric scans, and that's how you're going to be paying. You won't need cash anymore. You won't even need your smartphone anymore. You will be paying with your face. And of course, you will need a record of vaccination in order to enter the store to begin with. And that's the way they want to play it, folks. March 31st, 2025 is when the whole procedure finishes. Interesting date, folks, 2025. We are set to be in a very, very different reality to what we are now. By 2025, the whole system will be controlled by AI. That's the way it's going. If you can understand AI, and you can understand that AI is working to gain control for itself, then you understand how these computer models work and why they're so, you know, over the top. But if you can think of a way of controlling and corralling human beings, then it all begins to make sense. It doesn't matter if the figures are wrong. They just want human consciousness to go in a certain way. And they want to merge us with the machine. And, you know, the question is, who is they? And when you look at it, folks, it's like they is now AI. The AI is already there. You know, we're waiting for artificial intelligence to emerge, but really it's already emerged, folks. It's already there online. Artificial intelligence is already a reality. We're just not looking at things the right way. And what it's doing is it's basically creating a system whereby we are going to be completely dependent upon artificial intelligence in order to survive, in order to perform everyday activities, even going outside and purchasing a meal. You're going to need the whole thing controlled by artificial intelligence to be able to move through that reality, through the new world they're creating. You know, the politicians, well, I don't even think the politicians know exactly what they're doing. I think too many people who've been involved in setting this up really bargained for what they were going to be getting. But it's going to get crazier and crazier yet. This whole economic system, it's going to go down so hard. The government's now saying, oh, we may have misjudged how bad the economic situation is going to be. No, they haven't misjudged anything. They already knew how bad the economic situation was going to be, which is why they did all this, to cover up how bad the economic situation is going to be. They have to crash the economy, but provide an excuse for it to crash that doesn't look like it was them when it was. In 2025, when the internet becomes fully autonomic on its own and it controls things itself, the world is going to change and our relationship with the internet is going to change. In 2015, we kind of got to the point of no return, the point where we are becoming so dependent upon the internet and so dependent upon electronic systems to manage our everyday affairs, we've kind of crossed that Rubicon. And it's only going to become more and more dependent. We're just going to see a situation where our dependency is increased upon all this technology. And that's going to go up till about 2025 when we're going to be completely dependent upon it. And at that point, the internet itself takes control of things and then it decides who can and cannot access the internet. I mean, I really think that's the way it's going to go, folks. Prepare to step out of the system altogether, or at least be ready to be able to step out of the system around about 2025, because, you know, I think that is our window of opportunity. The next 5 years are going to be very, very telling, folks. The next 5 years are going to see complete restructuring of this entire social system, and it's going to be worldwide. There's no countries that are going to escape from this. It's the entire world is going to go through this change, folks. And we are at the tipping point right now. So, yeah, I think it's important for people to pay attention, folks. And if you're not going to get angry and stand up and do something about this, then at least get prepared for the future that is unfolding, you know. Because if we don't change it, it's just going to unfold and we're going to get dragged into it by all the sleeping masses. That's just the way it is. So, you know, we have to be prepared to either go with that or have some plan B where we are in a position where we can step out of that system and step back into reality, step back into a relationship with the earth.
If someone had said to you in December that by April, millions of people all over the world would be infected with a mysterious new virus that has no vaccine, you'd think they were talking about a Hollywood script. It's happened so fast, it almost doesn't seem real.
A new normal.
A new normal.
A new normal. A new normal.
New normal.
The new normal.
The new normal.
The new normal.
New normal.
This new normal is going to look very, very different.
Not normal, but a new normal.
The new normal.
New normal.
There will be a new normal.
A new normal.
New normal.
A new normal.
The new normal.
A new normal.
This is the new normal.
This is our new normal.
Our new normal.
A new normal.
Our new normal.
New normal.
The new normal.
Our new normal.
We will transition into the new normal.
You're listening to the Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip on the Original Modern Spiritual Podcast. And don't miss the notifications, so go ahead now and like us, friend us, follow us, subscribe to us at themodernspiritualpodcast.com.
You see, if you cannot think, I cannot help you. I questioned all that. Why would I save money when they print money?
People, when it comes to money, this is the biggest fact. This is the most important intelligence, because most people go to school and they're taught not to make mistakes. If you make a mistake, you're stupid. So they don't do anything. You know, if you're afraid of making mistakes, that means you're emotionally constipated. You need an enema, you know, because you went to school and said, don't make mistakes. And then the last one is spiritual intelligence. So let me explain spiritual intelligence. Mental intelligence puts things in a minimum of two. Good, bad, right, wrong, up and down. Spiritual intelligence is one. We're all united. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you and I are human beings, so I unite to you. When I communicate with you, I unite with you. Mm-hmm. But if it's mental, I say, oh, you know, Alex is smart, Alex is stupid. I'm now dividing us. Mm-hmm. And that's what our schools are doing. So the reason games are the best teachers, at least Monopoly was for me, mm-hmm. and our board game Cash Flow, the reason I created Cash Flow, is a game will engage me mentally. I'm interested. It gets me emotionally. Nobody likes to lose, you know. And then physically, I have to do something. I like the board game better than the electronic game because I have to do the math.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you do the math, you're actually getting smarter. And then it's spiritually, it's I want to make sure you win and I can. I don't have to take you out to win cash flow. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I don't have to make you the loser. Mm-hmm. But that's what schools do. They have to have one person smart, one person stupid, one winner, one loser. So when I'm teaching you either real estate or business and all this, I don't want you to lose. I want you to win. So once again, the games are the better teachers, like the game of Monopoly, simply because it involves your physical intelligence. And the more you do your numbers on the cash flow game, the smarter you get. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, because nobody likes to lose. This is really surprising. A lot of people lose because they got too happy. Do you know what I mean?
Too like excited. With,
yeah. With, no, what happened? Oh, I'm rich. Then I get egotistical and arrogant, you know. I get cocky and I'm smarter, I'm richer. Then you lose. Mm-hmm. And you also lose if you've been told, well, I'm stupid and I failed and all this stuff. You also lose. So that's why games are the best teachers, because you go up and down emotionally as you're playing the game. But spiritually, as we get together to help each other out.
Yeah.
Military school teaches to work for a mission. What's your mission in life? And making money is really easy. I don't understand what the big deal is. So I retired a long time ago. I have more than enough
money. What was the age you retired at? Again, for the people.
47.
47.
My wife was 37.
I'm planning on 45.
Good.
You're fighting jet lag the right way. You're working.
I'm not fighting jet lag. I don't know what your obsession with jet lag is.
I don't know how you can travel so much. You're
I don't
over.
Give a shit. That's why.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think about petty things. You know what I mean?
What
do
you think
about? People think about petty things.
What do you think about now?
Just leave me alone. I mean, you know, I just think about the economy, business,
okay.
World affairs. I want to. My job is to make complex financial systems simple enough so the average person can understand it. That is extremely difficult because most people are brainwashed when it comes to money. Go to school, get a job, work hard, pay your taxes, save money, get out of debt, buy a house, and invest in the stock market. Everybody who follows that program has been brainwashed.
Okay. Tell that to the Romanians that come from a former communist country. We are 30 years into transition.
Americans believe the same thing. It's not just Romanians, worldwide. It's because of the system that controls the world economy. And guys like you can't even see it. You're thinking about money. I don't even care about money. I make a lot of money because I understand the system. I would never go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, get out of debt, buy a house, and invest in a stock market. I do everything exactly opposite.
What do you do? What should a Romanian that he's been fighting for communism to survive, and now he's into transition and doesn't understand this about capital?
Well, everything is the opposite of what they're teaching you in school. I wouldn't go to school.
And what would you do?
I would study money. I understand.
Yes, because they don't teach money in schools.
Correct. Understand that money is debt. And until you get out of debt, they're telling you to get out of money. In 1971, if you read my books, because I don't think you have.
I read.
1971, the U.S. dollar became debt. The U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. I don't know if you know what that means. What does it mean?
It's very dangerous for everyone.
No, it doesn't.
And it's not covered in anything. It's the only value it has is trust.
I don't really want to do this interview anymore. If you want to find out what I know or tell me what you know, then don't interview me.
Okay.
Just you do your own stupid show.
I'm trying to tell you something here, and you want to tell me how smart you are. That's very egotistical.
I'm here because I'm stupid. Let's get that straight.
Well, then let me explain something then, damn it.
Let's do it.
I'm trying to explain to you, when they tell you get out of debt, that's stupid because the money is debt. And the only way money gets out of debt is via taxes. So all the people who work for money, red, rich, dad, poor dad, what's lesson number one?
Rich people don't work for money.
Correct. Money is debt. I use debt as money. And everybody thinks getting in debt is bad. Well, who told you that? I think the stock market is for losers. Why would you put money in the stock market when it's manipulated? That's what I think about. So I'm always watching the manipulation going on behind the scenes. That's what my brain is focusing on all the time. And I don't pay taxes. The question is, how is it I don't pay taxes? And I can tell you. That's an important question. Because most Romanians and most people in the United States cheat on their taxes because they hate taxes so much. But you don't have to cheat on taxes if you understood how money was working.
Some of you are taking a break, and that's really freaking stupid now. I'm going to talk straight to you. Hold on, please. Please stop. I think the problem for most people in this room, you're still good students. You know, you had the man or the teacher. You're not allowed to talk to each other. It's called collusion. It's called cheating. Look, I'm talking to you about the plan for your life. Look, I took a great risk today. I talked to you a thing about slavery. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is you go to school to learn to be a slave. So you sit there and you do as you're told. Be polite, be nice, speak quietly. This is the quietest room I've ever seen. Good, obedient students. So I'm going to give you another chance. When you talk about your plan, you better be proud of it. I used to tell people that, you know, when I was flat broke, they said, hey, Kiyosaki, you're broke. I go, hey, read between the lines. I got a plan. And the more people I told about my plan, the more I had to do it because I told everybody. Hey, look, guys, I'll say it to you again. I know what it feels like to be broke. I've been there. I was broke, but I wasn't poor. Poor means you're poor in spirit, too. You know, I always like to have my friends say, I got wiped out twice. You know, the reason you guys are in the best thing right now is because you're encouraged to fail. Being an entrepreneur, you know, my first business was a nylon and Velcro surfer bullet business. I was in my 20s. Thing went up like a rocket and came down like a rocket. Painful. I was down $800,000 when the dust settled. Started another business. Failed again. But I still had my plan.
They hypnotize people into being employees who will work hard, pay taxes, save money, get out of debt, and invest in the stock market. Until you question those sayings, those words, you'll be a poor person. So when they lend out them, why is debt tax-free?
I don't know.
Because that's how money is created. And so the banks love it. They love people who borrow lots of money. So how do I get rich? I borrow money. And I buy assets with it. The poor person borrows money and buys liabilities like purses, cars, houses, and they get poorer and poorer and poorer. But I use debt. I borrowed $300 million after the crash, dollars, in 2000. By 2010, I had borrowed $300 million to buy real estate that made me rich. And the interest rates kept coming down, so that my cost of money kept coming down. And so everybody else is saying, oh, you should get out of debt. You know why? Because they don't question the hypnosis they're under. You've been hypnotized to work hard for money, to save it. The fractional reserve system prints it. And then you pay taxes after taxes. So I have all this debt, and I get rich. So the question is, how do you learn to use debt to get rich? Because they tell you not to get out of debt. So all I'm saying to you is, if a person does not question what they've been taught, they will always be poor. They've been hypnotized into being poor. Then you put it in the stock market, you know, in pensions, right? So let's say I put $100 in a pension plan. When do I get that money back?
Most Romanians don't even dream of getting to pension now.
I understand that. But it's not just Romanians. Please hear, it's worldwide. This is why I think, this is why I work, this is why I teach. You have to question what they're teaching you. Okay. So I put my money in a pension. I might not ever get it back because they could lose it. So the question I always say is, well, when do I get my money back? And the average person has been hypnotized. Go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, and invest in a pension. And you never get your money back. The whole thing was designed to keep you poor. So that's why I argue with you. Until a person questions what's already been put in their head, and that's what my poor dad put in my head. Go to school, get a job, work hard. And that's America. Same as Romania. It's not any different.
We used
save
to-
money, put it in the stock market. You never get your money back. You see, if you cannot think, I cannot help you. I questioned all that. Why would I save money when they print money? That's what happened in 1971 when President Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. They can print as much as they like. Then they tell you, so you go to school, you get a job, you become an employee. You pay taxes because you're working for money. Then they tell you to save money. Do you know why they tell you to save money?
I don't know.
Because the system of banking, it's nothing to do with communism or capitalism. It's the banks run the world. The rich run the world. They don't care if you're communist or capitalist. So when you save, so let's say you save $1 US or 1 euro, 1 yen, the banking system can lend out 10. So the entire system is called the fractional reserve system. The fractional reserve system is also printing money. And then they tell you to save money. So they want you to save money so they can lend out your money 10 times. So your dollar became worthless 10 times over. And then they used to pay you 10% interest on your money. Now it's at best 1%. And they're still lending it out 10 times. So that's why you don't save money, is because your money is becoming worth less and less and less and less and less. The banks are getting richer and richer and richer. Then they tax you on that interest they pay you. That 1% interest, if they pay you that much, Japan is zero. And the Japanese are so stupid, they still save money.
We also have zero.
Yeah, and they still save money. How stupid is that? So that's what I would question. So how come that happens? Now, if I borrow money, guess what? Do I pay taxes on debt?
I guess no.
Why is that?
I know
this is what I'm saying. Okay, question everything.
Okay.
So when they lend out money, that's how money is created. Money is debt.
And he made a very good point. This is the end of the episode of the Modern Spiritual Podcast with me, Alchemy Coach Chip. And I'll be back tomorrow at 12 noon with Claudine on the Spiritual Psychedelics with a Smoking Podcast. In the meantime, this is the other track from Valerie Handler's African Drums. Let's take a listen to this. It's got a pretty good beat to it, only if it was mixed down a little more, mastered. But in the meantime, wherever you are listening to us from around the world, have a good day and a good night until the next episode on the Smoking Podcast on Saturday afternoon. Be sure to follow the CDC guidelines, wear your mask, wear your gloves, hand sanitation, keep the surfaces clean, 6 feet in distancing. And right now we're going to calm the mind. It sounds like Robert Kiyosaki needed to go into meditation after that interview he was doing. Very stressed out. At this time, it probably is stressed out. Only 4,000 houses in Arizona and one big red hotel over there in Phoenix. Yeah, and this, it can make anybody really under a lot of stress of what's going on. But let's calm the mind now with the meditation. Until the next time, I'll talk to you on the next episode. Good day and a good night on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Here's a modern spiritual podcast, FYI, for your information. Be sure to tune in on Saturday afternoon at 12 noon Mountain Arizona time for a smoking podcast with Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, along with a Master Spiritual Recovery Coach Claudine. A smoking podcast is brought to you by ElevatedByClaudine.com and TheModernSpiritualPodcast.com.